For the past 4 years, WUSF has highlighted different communities around the region you may not always hear about, telling their stories with help from the people who call these places home. This year, our Telling Tampa Bay Stories series continues with a focus on Newtown, one of the first African-American communities in Sarasota. In this segment, we hear from Johnny Hunter. He grew up in Newtown and returned as an adult to help publish the local African-American newspaper. Hunter talks about what it's meant to the community and why he'll never leave the area.
My name is Johnny Hunter, Sr. I'm the co-publisher of Tempo News, which is a weekly African-American newspaper that has been in the Sarasota area since 1987. Tempo was initially started by the late William Fred Jackson, which started the Weekly Bulletin, which was the first black newspaper in Sarasota and Manatee County in 1959. I give him all the credit. The torch just was passed on to me. The black newspapers in America is like the personal newspaper of black people. You know, the daily newspaper, they cover general stuff. And usually, and it's been the old adage that the daily newspapers in the black communities, the only thing that they really covered was who died and who went to jail. It never highlighted the good things that black people used to do. So I felt the obligation to keep that legacy going because it was a sense of pride. I felt like it was my paper. It was the community paper. In fact, I term it as the community paper. That's why I allow people to write the articles and submit for a publication. I will stand behind them and publish anything that they write, good, bad, or indifferent, long as it was the truth and they had the facts to back it up. Everybody looked for a Temple on Thursday. Now we do have the World Wide Web. We have a web page, Instagram, and Facebook, and all that. Well, you got to step it up with the social media era advancement of the day. But Newtown just support the paper. It's their paper. It's their pride. The Herald Tribune, not their paper. Tempo News is a community paper. I allow people to become freelance writers and to share their story. That's what makes the difference. And it's the black pride. To an extent, we still have black pride. But you know something? We never even had a black on the school board of Sarasota County. Manatee County that had several blacks on the school board. You understand? Yes, it's a lot of racism here. You understand? But it's getting better. I know when I got back here in 83, I started seeing a lot of white folks. There wasn't no hollering no white folks out here in Newtown. But now, it's blending. And you're not going to stop it. The cat is out the bag. You know, we don't even have a soul food restaurant in Newtown, and we used to have them. It's a lot of stuff through evolution. Things change. See, me, I wouldn't care if I became a multimillionaire. You know where I live at? Still in Newtown. But when they become multimillionaire, they move. I mean, let's keep it real now. And they move. Me, I wouldn't move. Yeah, I had a friend of mine. He's dead now. He was a ceramic tile setter, made a lot of money. He said, you know, sometimes he said, with the kind of money I make, he said, I could move in any white neighborhood I want. He said, but I don't want it. He said, I want to help develop my neighborhood. So you got to have a strong commitment to develop your neighborhood. Quit running the Lakewood Ranch and Bird Key and everywhere. Develop this neighborhood.